Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I would like to invite all of the children or young at heart to come up and join me up here. And I need some big kids because I've got lots. Yeah, all come on, don't be shy. Build some critical mass. There you go. Thank you, Liv. Thank you. I see a lot of kids out here today. All right. So normally I sit on the step with the kids, but I've done something to my hip, and I'm afraid if I sit on the step, I won't get up again. So, thank you. Thanks, Chip. Wow, we got a good group here today. How's everybody? Good. Let's turn this way a little bit. So we are in the second Sunday of Advent. Does that mean anything to any of you all? Do any of you know what Advent is? No, I wouldn't expect so. Most of the grown-ups don't really know what Advent is either. Advent is really the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, right? Can you believe it? Christmas is coming pretty soon. Advent also, interestingly, last Sunday was the first day of the new year. What? So the new year happens in January. No, in the Christian calendar, the new year started last Sunday, so we're starting a brand new year, fresh and ready to go, and we are preparing ourselves for Christmas, right? This is a time of anticipation and preparation. That might mean decorating the house, buying presents, writing lists to Santa Claus, all of those things that we do to get ready for Christmas. But we can also get ourselves ready by thinking about God and all the wonderful gifts that God gives us. Not just the toys, those are important, but other things. During Advent, we focus throughout the 4 weeks on those special gifts that God gives us: faith, hope, joy, one second, and peace.
Even clothes,
yep, that too. Not nearly as fun as toys, but important nonetheless, right? It's still important. And so we have these things that each week we talk about. You saw we lit a candle this morning and read a little passage, and that passage was about hope. Every week we celebrate another idea: faith, hope, joy, peace. So we're going to talk a little bit about those. Right? These gifts that we have been given. And all of those things are built upon something we talk about all the time in this church. And we talk about God being... What is God? What do we talk about all the time? What are we asked to do? Yes?
God is a God.
God is a God. God, the true. God is what? What do we talk about? What do every Sunday?
The Holy Spirit.
What does God give to us?
Love.
I knew you all were paying attention. Exactly, love. So all of these great things that are built on a foundation of love. And it starts with faith. Now, these are kind of abstract ideas. Do you know what abstract means? Sort of like it's an idea, not a thing. It's hard to wrap your head around. So when you talk about faith, what do you think we're talking about? What does that mean? It's hard, right? It's hard to put your finger on, right? Faith is, it's a little seed. It's an idea. It is what we talk about: having faith in God, having faith in one another, having faith in a lot of trust and understanding. But when we talk about faith with God, it is really, really hard to wrap our heads around. It's a little thing that we feel in our hearts. It's the thing that tells us that no matter what's going on in our world and in our life, we are loved, right? And that we love one another. It's important. Faith gives us that strength to trust in the world around us because we know that we're loved, right? It's a sense that we're not alone, that God's always with us. And that allows us to show up for each other. And it's really important. It inspires us to be the best that we can be and to love one another as God loves us. Have you heard that before? Yeah? Okay, good. Good, good. Should all be somewhat familiar, this concept. This week is a week that we're focusing on hope. Now, hope's a little, maybe a little easier. What is hope? What does hope mean to you? Any idea? Yes. Luck? Luck? Good. Yeah? Yeah? What else is hope? You all can shout out from out there, too, if you want. What does hope mean? Hope is like, think of hope as like a light in the darkness. It's when things feel maybe not going exactly the way that you want them to, but you believe that they can, right? And because we know that we're loved and that God's with us all the time, we believe that life can get better. Life can be better, and gives us that sense of we have hope that we continue on and life will be okay. Things will be okay. And we can hope in Christmas time. We can hope to get the toys we want. We can hope to go skiing over the break if we, I think we're going to get some snow. They'll make some snow, right? But more than that, we can hope that the people that we love will be happy, that we'll get to see people in our lives and spend time together over the break. That the world will be a more loving and generous place. Hope gives us courage to face challenges, right? That might be hard otherwise. Hope lets us know we're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. And helps us to believe that good things will happen and are coming. All right, joy. Do y'all know what joy is? Yes.
Happiness.
Yeah, you can say that too. Yeah, you can say something else. Okay, happiness, and gladness. It's like that feeling you get when you open a present on Christmas morning, right? And it's exactly what you wanted. That sense of like, oh, joy and happiness, and it's fun. Joy is light-hearted. It's having fun and laughing and playing with each other, with your friends. Sometimes we adults can get a little bit serious. And we look to all of you to remind us to have fun, to play, and to be joyful. So I thank you for that, because you're always reminding me to be a little less serious and a little more fun. And that's important. To see the world with wonder and joy and see the beauty all around us. We live in such a beautiful place. It's hard to imagine being anything but joyful here, but we are, because life is that like that. But y'all remind me, you remind me to be joyful. So thank you for that. And finally, peace. What is peace? You, Liguori, are really helping me today. Yes. You go first this time. Safe. Good. Yes. Yes.
Peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet. Yep. Calm. See, isn't that interesting? Peace, you guys really get the whole concept of peace. You know, it's when you feel like you snuggle into your bed at night and you're warm and cozy and everything feels right with the world. That's like peace, right? Maybe at your age that doesn't sound wonderful. To me, that sounds like heaven. But it's also about being kind to one another and treating each other with respect and being a good friend to one another. Why is that peace? How does that create peace? Does that make any sense? Yes? It's happiness. And it's helping everyone to feel loved. And when you feel loved, you can feel at peace. And that's really important. We can all be peacemakers in our own lives in little ways. We can not tease our little brother or sister. We can be kind and respectful to our parents. We can help a friend at school who's having a hard day, or we can befriend somebody who looks lonely at school, right? So there's things that we all can do every day to be peacemakers, all right? So these four gifts, faith, hope, joy, and peace, are precious treasures that sometimes we take for granted, don't we? We don't think about them that much. And as we move through these weeks of Advent on our way to Christmas, let's open our hearts. Can we all open up our hearts and our minds to acknowledge and receive all of these wonderful gifts as they come into our lives? Recognize when somebody's kindness is giving you a sense of peace. Recognize when somebody is offering you love and joy. Just be aware of it and find ways to offer that to other people in your lives, right? What can you do? What can you do? Not abstract. What can you do to make someone in your life feel better, feel loved, feel a sense of joy, feel more at peace? Just one little thing that you can do. And I would encourage each of you over the next few weeks as we head into Christmas to think about that and do one thing to really bring a sense of faith and hope and joy and peace and love to the people in your life. All right? And in 3 weeks, just over 3 weeks, what's going to happen? Is that right? 3 weeks? Wow. It always sneaks up on me. Christmas. Christmas. Are you excited? You're not? Not yet? No? Seems too far off? Okay. So be really good. Be really loving. Be joyful. Be peaceful. Be hopeful. And we will get through these next 3 weeks to celebrate Christmas. Right. Head on back to your chairs, y'all. Thank you. Thank you.